Tastes kind of good, like a Doritos nacho.
They kind of taste minty in a way. It kind of tastes like a nut, but like I don't know which nut. Do I have to eat its eyeballs?
Hello and welcome to Insect Stew, a podcast about bugs and more specifically, eating them. And those clips you just heard were people trying bugs for the first time. I'm Axel Paul, and today I'll be diving deep into entomophagy, the practice of eating bugs, and its relationship with Western culture. But first, let's talk about why entomophagy is a rising trend and how allowing it in our Western diets can prevent world hunger and help us live healthier and more environmentally friendly lives. So let's just jump right into it. So you may be wondering, why eat bugs? What's the point? They're something that we've considered icky since childhood, and it's not like our diets are in need of major reform. But wait, they are. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, agriculture is responsible for 18% of total release of greenhouse gases worldwide. That's more than the entire transportation sector. And the biggest contributor to this? Beef. Just a single cow's yearly greenhouse gas emissions are the same as driving 12,500 kilometers by car. But that's not the only crazy thing. Land allocated for livestock takes up more than a third of all habitable land on our planet, being responsible for 3/4 of agricultural land. And all that only produces less than a fifth of our global calorie intake. The general consensus is that livestock is a fairly wasteful source of food. But we still eat it, and we eat it more than ever. Now how about bugs? Well, in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, bugs produce 100 times less. How about feed requirements? Well, bugs take the win again, needing 12 times less feed and 2,000 times less water to produce the same amount of edible material. How about land requirements? Again, bugs take the win by a landslide. And now, the biggest question of all, how do bugs' nutritional value compare to beef? Well, bugs are better in almost every category, having less saturated fats and almost 3 times more protein. So what's preventing insects from taking the food market by storm? Well, it's us. And it's our perception of bugs. So what is the current perception and attitude towards bugs? Well, we had 5 high school students from Zurich International School try some for the first time. Here's the responses we got from Dominic Rogers.
Thank you for having me.
Liv O'Brien.
I kind of feel like a lizard.
Andrea Canis.
This is going to be nasty.
Lorenzo Aragon.
They look really healthy and good to eat.
And Lova Akmaruf.
I'm not getting paid for this, right?
First, we had them try mealworms.
Tastes kind of good, like a Doritos nacho.
It doesn't really taste like anything. It kind of just tastes bland.
The mealworm, doesn't taste like anything. Wait, hold up. I don't know, it tastes like nuts.
Then we had them try crickets.
Nice and spicy, too. A little spicy, too.
It tastes like spices. It's actually not that bad.
It's quite sweet. They're a bit softer than expected, so.
Then we had them try locusts.
Ooh, real crunchy one right there.
Yeah, this one's crunchier, but it's also a lot saltier.
These are like the little ones, but more strong. They're like super spice.
And lastly, we asked some questions. What's your overall position on including bugs in our Western diet?
I've never really thought about it before, but I'm sure that it will benefit me.
Oh, I think it'd be very beneficial. They take up a lot less resources than many other foods we eat, and people should implement it into their diets. I think I'm gonna start.
And what do you think are the major hurdles for bugs actually being implemented in our Western diets?
It's not a trend. And since it's not a trend, I don't think people are ever really gonna start doing it. It's strange, and I would not implement that into my diet. That's disgusting.
Firstly, I believe the impression of just eating bugs in general is not the greatest. A lot of people find them slightly, disgusting or nasty.
And do you have any ideas of any methods to overcome these hurdles?
I would say to start a challenge, like hashtag bug challenge or something, and then it would get popular all over the world of people eating bugs and everything, and it would blast off trending, and then soon everybody would just be eating bugs.
With simple exposure such as this, inviting people into just casually eating bugs, we'll just get the overall perception of eating bugs to be better.
Well, actually, I'm just thinking about this because I'm researching ASMR. I think insect ASMR would be a way to make it more popular because ASMR is weird, this is weird, but not gonna lie, when I was eating these things, they had a really nice noise. I don't know what else to say. So I think that's one way that it could become more popular.
Thank you to Dominic Rogers, Liv O'Brien, Andrea Canis, Lorenzo Aragon, and Lova Akhmarov for coming on the show and trying something new. That's it for Insect Stew, the podcast about eating bugs, a more environmentally friendly and efficient source of food. Thank you for listening, and hopefully the next time you have the option of buying some edible bugs, you'll have the courage or curiosity to try.